This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. As always, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we've been hoping to get someone in from this company since the beginning of their sponsorship of this show. And we finally have the CEO and chairman of Three Rivers Bank of Montana, AJ King. AJ, welcome.
Well, thank you and good morning.
Yes, definitely. We are looking forward to hearing about all the things happening, all the great stuff happening with Three Rivers Bank of Montana. And before we get to all that, tell us about yourself a little bit. You are a Montana man.
Yes, I am. I was born and raised here in Kalispell. I've lived here all my life, except when I went to the University of Montana, so I didn't go very far from home.
How about the Grizz?
Holy How about cow. The Grizz?
What a season.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Yes. So were you in sports back in the day? Or?
I was. I was in football and track and field.
Nice. Okay. So let's talk about what you like to do when you're not at work at the Three Rivers Bank of Montana.
I am an avid fly fisherman, pheasant hunter. I just love the outdoors.
Can you give us any of your fishing spots?
Well, sure. I have a drift boat. I'll take you fishing.
I may take you up on that one of these days. So you're celebrating 50 years at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Not you personally, but Three Rivers Bank celebrating 50 years here in the Flathead this year. This is amazing.
Yes, it is.
For any business to last 50 years, you must be doing something right.
Well, thank you. We think we are. We're a community bank, locally owned. Chartered here in 1974 with my dad and my mom. I feel are the primary founders of it. My mom typed the charter papers up in our basement when it was getting started.
That's a great story. That was 50 years ago.
Yes, sir.
And tell us about your dad a little bit. What was his name?
He passed away a few years ago. He lived till he was 90, did a lot of things. He was also born here in Kalispell. He was quite an athlete, too. He did play for the Grizz, played football for the Grizz. He was a smoke jumper, and then he went to college, and he got his finance degree. And he actually, he and Jack Hensley started Valley Bank of Kalispell as well.
Oh, wow.
And so he was in that bank, and then he started Three Rivers Bank. Actually, back then, it was called First Security Bank of Kalispell.
Yeah.
But my dad did a lot of things, a big advocate for community banking. And so he was on a lot of boards and stuff, national boards, and actually was the chairman of the Independent Community Bankers of America. There's only been two from Montana.
That's great. That's Jack we're talking about.
Yes.
I'm sure a lot of people know that. Where was the first bank and how did that get started? I mean, you talked about the charter and everything. How did they have the idea, let's start this bank here, and now it's grown exponentially, but how did they get it going?
Two key people that worked with my dad to start the bank were Ivan O'Neill and Sterling Rigg. So wow. Western Building Centers, where Ivan O'Neill has had his business for years, and then Sterling Rigg had Rigg Ford.
Yeah.
And so the three of them really were the force behind it.
Yeah, big family names here in the good old Flathead Valley.
Yes. The bank was chartered. We're still there on our Idaho Street location. It's been remodeled four times, but it started out as a small A-frame.
Yeah.
And then we've put the wings on it, and it's quite a facility now.
That distinct A-frame design is carried through on all of your banks, including the new one in Whitefish, which I want to bring up here in our next segment, but I want to talk about expansion. And not only that, we want to talk about some sports too. Your dad was involved in track and field, and we want to talk about the Highlander Track Club. How did that get started?
Missoula had a track club. There were other places that had track. And actually, I was a youngster then. I was probably 12 years old, and I was competing in the AAU meets. And there were all these, I would go down there as an independent, but there were all these other clubs. And so there was an idea there, and Lou Savick came to my dad too and said, with your new bank, why don't you start a track club? And so the Highlander Track Club was born, and my dad picked the name relate with the mountains here and kind of like the Scotland type atmosphere, the Highlanders.
Oh, heck yeah.
The track club was born, and it's been going on for 49 years. Our 50th anniversary for the track club will be next year. But it's quite a program because it's a free program to grade school kids. And the main coaches, are high school athletes. So they get, they receive scholarships for their number of years that they coach the Highlander Track Club.
Think about that. Thousands of youth here with a Flathead through that club.
Yes.
That's pretty darn impressive.
And thousands of dollars in scholarships as well. Yes.
That's great. Well, coming up, we're going to talk more with the CEO and chairman, AJ King. We're talking Three Rivers Bank of Montana here on Focus on the Flathead. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. Time for a break from our sponsors. And we want to thank you for sponsoring this show for so long.
Our pleasure.
I'll tell you again, the voice of AJ King, and we'll be right back here on Focus on the Flathead in just a few minutes. Right here on News Talk at Eddie and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. And Focus on the Flathead is the show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. Back with us on the first half of the show, AJ King, CEO and chairman. We talked a lot about how you got started with Three Rivers, how your parents, you know, got things going back in the day 50 years ago. Pretty darn amazing. And again, I said something that goes 50 years, you got to be doing something right. What do you think it is that people love most about Three Rivers Bank of Montana? What are you doing right?
High relationship. We're a relationship bank. And basically, we want to take care of our customer. We have all the products that the big banks have, the credit unions have. We have them all. Where we shine is basically, you know, high touch with the customer. We also, our board's local. Everything is local, so we can make quick decisions on loans.
Yeah.
So we don't want, you know, somebody standing by and waiting and waiting and waiting. We want to get them an answer, regardless of what it is, as fast as we can.
I got to tell you, my personal experience, we came in a week or two ago and opened a Montana Medical Savings account. You're one of the few banks doing that right here in the Flathead. And we met Elizabeth, and she took care of us beginning to end, and we really enjoy her. What a sense of humor. And she talked about your new location in Whitefish, which we're going to get to in just a few minutes. So, but let's talk, you know, you talked about you being a U of M graduate. You also have a daughter that went to U of M, and fly fishing is her thing these days.
Yes, it is.
So, do you have to learn that at U of M, or did she go for something else?
Well, she's got a psychology degree that she's using it on the rivers. So
that's good. That's really good. So now she was involved in a film.
Yes, she was in a short film, fly fishing film. She is the star. Nice. She's the human star. It's about a fly, an actual fly, and it's quite a film. It's 15 minutes long, and she does a great job. I'm very proud of her.
What's her name?
Annie.
So is there a way that the Flathead can see that film?
Yes. I believe they're going to have it in Whitefish. Somebody told me March 1st. It's already played, those short films for fly fishing, already have played in Jackson Hole. So,
wow.
So she saw it on the big screen already. Yeah, so it's coming to Whitefish.
So what did you think of the whole thing? You saw it already.
Yeah, it really, as a father, it's really something. I kind of got her into fly fishing. Yeah, very proud of her.
Yeah, yes. But did you get emotional when you watched it?
I did.
Yeah. It's not hard to get emotional about your kids when you get older, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the accounts. We want to know about accounts at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. You said you had it all and you really do. And I'm looking at your vest right now. Kasasa. I've heard that name so many times. What is a Kasasa account?
Kasasa is a rewards checking account. And it has a piggyback with the savings account. But basically, you can earn money by using your debit card 15 times a month. And whatever balance you have in the account, you can earn interest, which we're pretty high interest right now. Some of the best paying interest in the valley.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
Did you hear that, everyone? That came from the CEO. Tell us about some of the other accounts that you offer.
Well, we have mobility. You can take a picture of a check, and I figure if I can do it, anybody can do it. Take a picture of the check, and that check's in your account. That balance is deposited into your account. We have a Pinnacle Savings account, which is kind of a hybrid, I call it a hybrid anyway, between a CD and a savings account. It's still liquid and it's paying high interest as well.
Yeah.
We have a lot of loan products as well, fixed rate real estate loans. We have construction loans. We have a construction perm loan where there's only one closing, plus all SBA loans. I mean, we are a full-service bank.
We're talking Three Rivers Bank Montana here with the voice of CEO and Chairman A.J. King right now. And let's talk about your expansion into Whitefish. And that is a beautiful addition to the city of Whitefish. How Yes. close are you to being done?
We are really close to being done. We will probably put people into the bank in the next 30 days.
Wow.
We will have what I'm calling a soft opening. And we're waiting on a few banking machines that we need to get in there. But as we, our grand opening will be May 14th.
May 14th.
But we should be fully operational by April.
So how exciting is that?
Well, it is. It's very exciting. We already have a lot of business in Whitefish. So a big part of us being a community bank, we want to protect our footprint in the Flathead Valley. We're just in the Flathead Valley.
Yeah.
And so Whitefish was a easy decision for us to make.
Yeah.
Whitefish is growing. We have the business there, so why not put a bank there?
No kidding. We want to congratulate you on all that's going on. I mean, all the expansion in 50 years, and that deserves congratulations to any business, right? AJ King, thank you so much for being here. I want to welcome you back anytime. Anytime anything new pops up, you got to come and see us.
Okay, I will for sure.
AJ King again, Chairman CEO of Three Rivers Bank of Montana, and thank you again for sponsoring this show right here, Focus on the Flathead, along with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Ross. It's great to be here.
You bet. Focus on the Flathead again, brought to you by those great sponsors. And we'll be back again next week with another Focus on the Flathead right here in News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Have a great weekend.